seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. As you well know, dear listeners, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was intentionally arrested and he was thrown into dark prisons where he remained for many years. We also find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was put under some of the most severest of tortures, and they made him suffer from pain and misfortunes. But the beauty and the behaviors and the akhlaq, the morals and ethics, and this perseverance and patience and steadfastness of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam resulted in that despite these trials and tribulations and tortures and imprisonment and pains and misfortunes and sufferings, Imam al-Kazim never grumbled, nor did he complain, nor did he whine, nor did he show any impatience towards all that befell upon him. And rather, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam showed gratitude to Allah. He praised and worshipped Allah more than even the people who weren't facing all of these different calamities and tragedies. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam thanked and praised Allah for giving him the time and the dedication to serve and obey Allah. These are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إذا كان الجور أغلب من الحق لم يحل لأحد أن يظن بأحد خيرا حتى يعرف ذلك منه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, at a time when injustice is more prevalent than good, it is not permitted for anyone to entertain good opinions about another, unless he knows him to be such.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the conversations and the dialogues of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam really encouraged and urged the Muslims to obtain an understanding and to obtain the knowledge of Islam. It's interesting, but when we look at the seerah and the sunnah, the manners and the ways of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we also see that his esteemed father, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, also encouraged the attainment of the knowledge of Islam to the extent where it is said that he had one of the largest, if not the largest, Islamic university when looked at within its own framework. He had the largest Islamic seminary, this largest Islamic university, with well over 4,000 students from all across the world. Now, in continuation to the seerah and the sunnah and these manners of the Ahlul Bayt, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, in his conversations and his dialogues, he also highly encourages Muslims to seek knowledge, to obtain knowledge, and to have a good understanding of the religion of Islam. To a certain point where Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam has even said in another one of his conversations that a deed which is conducted without the obtainment or the understanding of Islam does not please the mighty, the all-exalted Allah. Now, along these lines, we find that a companion of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam asks him about the religious precepts that he needs to know, that he must know, these religious precepts, these ahkam, these religious laws which must be followed by every single individual. So this companion asks him in this conversation, what are these religious precepts that a person really needs? The man asked, can men leave the question about what they need? In this case, we're talking about the ahkam, the religious laws and the religious precepts. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam replied to the person and said, men cannot leave what they need in the respect of the affairs of their religion. It's very interesting because the man does not ask a specific question. He gives kind of a general question where he says, can men really leave the question about what they need, you know? So that need could have been interpreted in many ways by many people. But here, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he makes this question of the individual more specific and more precise by making his answer more specific and more precise. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, men cannot leave what they need, not in just any respect, no. They cannot leave what they need in the respect of the affairs of their religion. And so here we find the importance, again, of knowing the affairs of the religion, knowing the precepts of the religion, and knowing the religion itself, because it is something that we cannot leave, and it is something that we need. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
It is a very nice hadith which comes from the Imam and says that Hazrat Adam was offered three things. Hazrat Adam was offered aql, Hazrat Adam was offered deen, Hazrat Adam was offered haya, you know, shame, modesty. So Hazrat Adam chose aql. He did not choose religion, or he did not choose haya, because it was the best choice. When you choose aql, right, the deen comes with it, and also haya, modesty, shame also comes with it. That's why there's a nice aqalun nas, the most intellectual individuals, Amirul Mumineen, are those who have haya. So that means intellectual person will have modesty, will have haya, will have shame. Unfortunately today, when we look around, we live in a very shameless society. There's no haya, there's no modesty in this modern civilization, right? So what this points out to, that this modern civilization lack in their intellectuality, because it is an indication. A modest person will be an intellectual person. So if a person is not modest, then he is not intellectual. He does not have aql. The sign of intellectuality is manifested, is reflected through modesty of a person.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.